And good morning again. Welcome in the name of Jesus. I got this room to do, but I'll forgive it. I'm doing my cleaning out my study, about once a year, I try to clean my study and find lots of stuff. I've been looking for this for over a month. And my wife found it this week, bless her heart. I was just about to order another. But I said, I know I have it. It's here somewhere, but I just need to do some cleaning now and then. But anyhow, it is good to be here, and I come across that, and I thought you might want to keep it, Brother Scotty. It is good to be in the house of God with all of you today. It's good to have those who are watching and listening. We do have
FM 98.1. It'll reach out a couple of miles from here, and tonight maybe everybody will get settled in and watch us on Facebook. We'll try to be here and preach on the Facebook for you. And if you have your scripture, we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 12 today. Matthew chapter 12. And our subject today is about things getting worse. You know, it could be that, obviously, we look around our culture, our world in general, and you can't come up with any other answer other than things are getting worse, worse, and worse. It might be in your personal life, if you had an honest assessment, that you would be forced to say, is my personal situation getting better or is it getting worse? For a lot of people, it's getting worse. You know, a painful admission would be it's getting worse. In fact, if we're not getting better, we are what? Probably getting worse. Well, there's hope. There is hope. All is not lost, you know. There is hope in Christ. In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus tells a story or a parable here about a principle. And I want to share that with you. And I'm going to back up to get into the parable. Begin reading verse 38 down through 45. Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Boy, we'd all like to see some signs, wouldn't we? Open your eyes. They're around us. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after sign. There shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas, the prophet Jonas. For Jonas was 3 days, 3 nights in the whale's belly. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And then he said this to that generation, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise in judgment against this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I have come out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Listen to this parable here again. When the unclean spirit is gone out of the man, he walketh through dry places, seeketh rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I'll return unto my house from whence I come out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and entereth in and dwelleth there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be in this wicked generation. Getting worse. The man is in worse shape. He's not getting better. He is worse. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to share the gospel today. We pray the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, would you take the word of God and speak unto us. We pray the Spirit's presence, Lord, bless the hearers of the word. Lord, might we be doers of the word today. Bless those who will be watching and listening through Facebook and radio. We pray that we'll be able to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to share a message of hope for those who are only getting worse. In Jesus' name and amen. Getting worse. This little parable here is about a man who took some actions, apparently, to rectify, to make things better. He has somehow expelled the first demon, but his problem is he leaves his house empty. He doesn't fill that void. God's people have the Holy Spirit. You know, self-help can be helpful, but they often fail, and the reason why is we still are missing something. The house is still empty, you know. We need to allow the Lord to cleanse us and to fill us with His Holy Spirit. This is a typical story of human events, of a man trying to better himself, and in the end, he only winds up worse. Jesus said he's in worse shape than he was when he started. Now this demon has brought seven worse demons with him, and the man in this state is worse than he was. This is, you know, a picture of society. It's a picture of our world. You know, they're attempting to do things. We're going to make things better. You know, there's always a generation and a group pushing some agenda. We're going to make that. We're going to fix this, you know. And it only what? Gets worse. Only gets worse. Great intentions. Listen, you have to say these people, they are passionate about their agendas and doing all these things. And they really believe, they're deceived that they're going to make the world a better place. Without God, by the way. On their own efforts, the things that they're going to try to expel demons on their own and straighten up and make everybody love everybody and make the world equal and, you know, where there's no biases and everybody's the same. You know, we live happy ever after. That's the goal. That's what communism promises, you know. A false hope of everybody being equal and the same, but it never works. It has been unsuccessful in all places it's been tested. It's been proved to fail, and yet they continue to spread those false doctrines of, you know, with a hope, and these people are passionate about it. You know, this will work for us. It's never worked before, because at the head of that is atheism, denying God, you know, and these things. And they'll try to expel some demons, but they only leave themselves more vulnerable, and you wind up in worse shape. I always remember Mahatma Gandhi, whether you like him or not, he was a man who had a big impact upon the world, and he had some good sayings, but he was not a believer. He was a Hindu. You know, he'd had some Christian influences, but he was not a believer in Jesus Christ, and he really believed that he could fix part of Asia over India and what's Pakistan, you know, and he was the head of the movement that actually expelled the British Empire and got Indian rule. Some of those things needed to be done. But after all his efforts, his own people finally assassinated him. It was a Hindu who actually assassinated Mahatma Gandhi. After all his work, and you, again, you have to admire his passion. You want to study about a man who was passionate about the cause, you know, of justice and all those things. He was passionate, would go on hunger strikes and was beaten. You know, he preached the nonviolence methods and all those things. Passionate, very much so. But he, even after he was successful in expelling the British Empire and Indian rule, they wound up in worse shape than they was. You know, they was killing each other, rioting and killing, and the Hindus and the Muslims was killing each other, and they just could not get along. Couldn't do it. And so finally there was left with no other solution other than to separate and become two different countries. Pakistan and India. The Muslims go to Pakistan, the Hindus go into India, and they've hated ever since. They hate each other to this day. Mahatma Gandhi had noble efforts, but his cause really overall was a failure. He was known to say at his end there that all of his efforts, he assessed all his efforts, all that he gave, and he gave a lot, gave his life for that, were a failure. He said, I'm concerned to say that my life has been a failure because I could not get the Hindus and the Muslims to love each other or to live with each other. Couldn't do it, and he considered himself a failure. Trying, you know, people, there's a lot of people passionate about things and all, but in the end, they wind up worse than ever. We've got people who are passionate in our country doing these things, and you cannot question their passion and their motivation for doing these things, but it effort after effort, they don't work, you know, they don't work. The war on poverty. There's been great noble causes down through the ages, you know, one after another. And in the end, most of the time, we wind up, what, in worse shape than we were. Congress comes up with some great noble ideals, don't they? You know where they lead us, don't you? Most of the time, worse shape than what we was, putting things off and, oh, in the name of doing justice and good, only we wind up in worse shape than what we was. Jesus told this parable about a man who had took some action. There's a lot of action going on in the world today. Apparently this man had took some action here to expel this demon, his house. He tried some self-help, cleaned himself up. The human spirit, you know, we keep trying. We keep trying, and we'll keep failing until we come to Jesus, until we come to the Lord. This man tried, and he made some headway there. You know, things may get a little better, but is there any lasting improvement there? What is our goals in life? My life situation, you know. I think we've talked enough about our country and society and how it's getting worse and worse and worse, and all the man-made efforts, you know, and now we got a group who is set to change the world on climate change, and they are passionate and motivated and becoming very powerful, and they really believe that they can fix the earth. We'll wind up in worse shape one of these days if we're not careful with that mess. But let's talk about the effects upon our personal lives. That we, you know, I admire people who keep trying, I'll tell you that. I do. There are a lot of people out there who are struggling, and you'd like to just help them and say, you know, you're trying real hard, but let me point you in a different direction. Let me point you to Christ where you can get some real help in your life. And that's a tragedy of our society today. Now, there is a group of people who don't care and don't want to do any better, but there are some people who are honestly wanting to do better in life, but continue to fail and to fail and to fail. And how disappointing it must be to put forth efforts, you know, to expel these demons that torment us now and only to wake up later and find that we're in worse shape than we were. It's like a man in quicksand. You know, he's trying to get out, but the more he wiggles, the deeper he goes and gets engulfed into the quicksand, you know, trying to get out, and our efforts only making it worse. It's what Jesus is talking about here in this little parable about a man. He done some good things up front, got that demon out, but then he didn't replace it. He didn't have the Spirit of God inside. Something moved. He had a void still in his life. He is what? Still vulnerable. He had no defense against the forces of evil. And a person in this world today without the Holy Spirit has no defense against spiritual wickedness. You don't. That's one reason why we promote the church. Those who are in the church, we've been studying. In the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians, they expel that man. He is put outside the protection of the church, the fellowship, and the spiritual protection of the church. That's one of the benefits of church membership. You know, we're under the spiritual protection and leadership of godly leaders who are praying for us and the fellowship of the saints, you know, under that protection. Those who are outside and unsaved, they have no defense. You know, they are taken by Satan at his will, the Scripture says. No defense. And that's the way people are who are trying to practice self-help, trying to straighten up. And you've all seen people like that. We've pleaded and talked and prayed with people who are honest with, I'm trying, but I fail. I believe them. They are trying. Sometimes we lose patience. Oh, they're not trying. Yes, they are. They're just up against a battle with demons that they're not equipped to defeat. They might make a little headway occasionally. They might be able to straighten up for a little while, but it doesn't last. And in the end, we wake up to the fact that all my efforts, and here I am, I've done all this, and here I am now, I'm in worse shape than I was. How disappointing, how frustrating it would be for this man here who's took action and tried, and now he winds up and he wakes up and he's in worse shape than ever. Talking about the times and culture and world that we live in today, we've come to expect that. For after all, St. Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, he says, "Yea, and all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Shall wax worse and worse. Things will get progressively worse and worse and worse toward the coming of our Lord. That's why that song encouraged me today. You know, these children can face those uncertain days because He lives. We need to take great comfort in that today. I did as we sung that song. Because He lives, even though we see that things are going to progressively wax worse and worse, they can make it. Because He lives. Jesus has not abandoned the throne. Amen? They will be able to make it. St. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and verse 20, he talks about maybe here, you know, a little bit of religion can be a dangerous thing. Peter says in 2 and verse 20 here, he said, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse than for them than the beginning. So people who get a little religion, they get a little bit of Jesus, you know, and they struggle with that, you know, they don't get the right stuff. They don't really get the born again experience and sanctified and set aside. They wind up in worse shape than the beginning. Worse shape. You know, what a shame it is to spend some efforts and yet only sink deeper into the abyss. The abyss. Well, when we view the world situation, we read the prophecy, what Jesus said and what the writers of the New Testament say about end times, things happening all around us. And we've kind of been seeing some of that since 2020, and kind of, you know, things are happening in real time, and we know about these things, but there is hope. When we see what's happening in our world today, there's an article this week, you know, they're trying to do something about fentanyl, how many people it's killing, you know. We read about mental health issues that's going on in our country. We see the brokenness of people, you know, things getting worse, progressive. Oh, is there any? Yes, and here we have to maintain a healthy level of hope. You know, we say, well, I don't see how we're going to make. Hey, God sees. Amen? Because He lives, there is hope. We must continue to offer people hope who are living in a world where there's very little hope. A world that is filled with darkness, corruption. We must hold the line of Jesus strong. We must continue to offer hope. So, if you're listening, if you're here today, and you've been struggling and trying, I had a dying man one time to tell me. He said, I'm trying, and I believed him. I said, are you saved? No, but I'm trying. And I believe he was. He was honest. And I shared the Lord with him, and he got satisfied. But there are a lot of people who are trying. They don't want to live like they are. They are trying. They try many different things. That's why they keep selling gadgets. There's no end to new gadgets that will improve your life. And American people are buying them, you know. We just continue to reach and try. We are trying to get better. You know, there's so many supplements being pushed and sold out there today. Wow. We buy these things because it will make me better. I buy these exercise machines. It'll make me better fit. I buy this supplement. It'll fix my ailment. You know, we are trying to get better. There is a will among a lot of people to get better, but they're not going to find it in the world. And so I admire those who keep trying They keep struggling, and even when they wake up in worse shape, they keep trying. That's a good trait. You know, that's a good thing. You are still trying. So stay with me here. Discouraged? Absolutely. But let me help you. You're looking in the wrong places. There's only hope in Jesus Christ. I want to read you another story in the Gospel of Matthew. And this is about a woman who had tried everything. But finally, she got her bearings right and went to the source of help. This story is found in the Gospel of St. Mark in chapter 5. St. Mark, chapter 5, begin verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all and was nothing better but rather grew worse. This is 12 years of trying every supplement available, of trying every physician available, of expending all her means, of spending all her money, trying every doctor, trying everything, going to see everybody, doing everything, and getting worse. You have to admire 12 years of it. She hadn't given up. So it's a good thing for those who do not give up. A lot of people just give up and quit life. Don't quit. Don't be a quitter, you know. Keep trying, but you need to get your focus somewhere else. The things that you've been trying have failed you. Right? Or you wouldn't be worse. The things this lady had tried had failed her. No doubt there were different physicians offering hope and telling her, here's a remedy, here's a new thing to try, offering her hope. She only, what, grew worse. But she still had hope. One day, somewhere, she heard the word about Jesus. This is what changes her life. We don't know who shared the story about Jesus. But somehow we know Jesus had great popularity during this time. It says in verse number 27, when she had heard of Jesus. Now there's very few people in our world who has not heard about Jesus. Right? If you're listening or here today or watching, Jesus. Let me say that again. Jesus. So you have heard about Jesus. And now, what will you do with Jesus, you know? Isn't that what Pilate told the Jewish people? They said, release Barabbas. He said, okay, what shall I do then with Jesus? Okay. So what are you going to do with Jesus? And when she had heard of Jesus, she makes a decision. Try Jesus. We used to say an old hymn. Try Jesus. He never fails. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched His garment, for she had said, if I may but touch His clothes, I shall be whole. Oh, here's a woman who does not give up easily. I hope and pray that you are one who does not give up easily. See, I've been deceived. I've been down lots of wrong trails that made me in worse shape. But there's one more hope, and that's Jesus. And this woman views Christ as her last and only hope. And that's key to finding peace with Christ. When it comes to you to the point that He is my last and my only hope. This is it for me. This is it. I put my all and I give my all to Christ, I'm going to believe with all that is in me that Jesus can make me whole. That's what she said. This is my last chance. This is my help. This is Jesus. And she said, if I may but touch His clothes, I shall be whole. I've heard of Jesus. Many have heard the gospel story of Jesus. Many have heard the Sunday school teacher and the youth teacher talk about Jesus. Jesus must become personal to me. This is my last chance. This is my only hope. I must have Jesus. And at that point, we got to what? Do what we got to do to get to Him. You know, we got to be willing to walk publicly before the church. We got to do whatever we have to do. This woman is, she's decided, I'll do whatever I have to do. I have to get to Jesus. Whether it's your bedside, out in the woods, or at a church altar, got to get to Jesus. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. When you get the right stuff from Jesus, you will feel in your body that you have been saved. Nobody will have to tell you that you're saved. You know, it's a personal thing when God takes away the burden, you know, that we were so distressed with, and we have peace. She felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. It's like being saved when the Spirit affirms to you, your spirit agrees with God's Spirit that you have what? Been born again. That burden, that lostness has left me and I am at peace. And you know what? I'm not getting worse, but I'm better. I'm significantly better. My life has been changed, and this is the best day of my life. It'll always be the greatest day of your life when you get saved. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" The disciples saying to Him, "Thou seest the multitude thrown in thee, and saith thou, who touched me?" And He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. That's what we do when we come to Jesus. Just tell it to Jesus. Tell the truth to Jesus. He's a friend you can talk to. And He said to her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Our nation can get better if they turn to Jesus. I know it's a long shot, but I tell you, if you study the Old Testament, you read some of the depths that Israel and Judah both sank into and yet recovered from it. It is amazing. It's amazing. Our nation could get better. And I want to tell you something. You can get better. You tried and tried, only getting worse. Have you honestly tried Jesus? We've all heard about Jesus, but have I personally applied Him to my life? Have I really leveled and had that what we call a come to Jesus moment? Have I really come to Christ and gave Him my all? This is my only hope for eternity. You know, you don't have options. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." There's only one Savior, Jesus Christ. You tried and tried, only to find yourself getting worse and worse and worse. Try Jesus. Have you tried Jesus? Again, I admire people who keep trying. But it's our job at the church here to get you to the right doctor. And today I offer you Jesus. Have you come to Him? Have you honestly come to Jesus? He'll fix your life. You can leave here today saying that my life situation got significantly better today. In fact, it is great because I was born again today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, this hour. We pray the presence of the Holy Spirit. If there be those who are pondering decisions, I pray you move upon them, dear Lord. Let them know the Holy Spirit's presence. We ask this in Jesus' name. And amen. Brother Jack, if you'll come, we'll have a song of invitation. Just a minute. When we start singing, I'm going to ask you, you don't have to wait. If you want to come now, you just come right on. Let's stand together. If you feel a need that you need to try Jesus, today is the day of salvation. If you're watching this, if you're listening on the radio, and the Word of God is speaking to your heart, have you tried the right doctor? Have you come to Jesus and offered your all and all to Him? You can get better. There is hope to you in Jesus. Let us sing. I thank you for your attention today. And remember, if your life is only getting worse and worse and worse, it can get better. There is hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank those who watch by Facebook. Again, we will be dismissed tonight and we'll try to offer a Facebook preaching for you tonight. Be safe, weather ahead this week, and really for probably the next couple of weeks. It's going to be brutally cold at times, so if you're out and about making trips, carry some warm clothing and stuff like that. We're not really used to sub-zero weather. Is there any announcement or any word of praise or anything before we be dismissed?